Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. We're doing another little get ready with me moment. I mean, have you ever seen a girl do a get ready with me while podcasting? Because drop them in the comments. I would like to see. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel proud of this one. I'm like, I've never seen this. Anyway, we're going to start with our base. I'm going out. It's a Friday night. I'm going to El Pasteo in Beverly Hills. It is allegedly one of Justin Bieber's favorite restaurants. And allegedly he has his like own pasta there, or maybe it's just like a pasta they had on the menu and then he became obsessed with it. I don't really know, but like, you best believe I'm going to get it. So I obviously need to look glam and snatch because, like, is he going to be there? More importantly, is Haley going to be there? Because I don't even really give a shit about him. I give a shit about her. I'm like, I want to be friends with her. The Rode lip liners just dropped and it's like, I need to be on that PR list. So we're going to have to chat with her. And that's the cool thing about living here is, like, you just never know who you're going to run into. Sometimes it's your favorite celeb. Sometimes it's the guy on Hinge that you literally never want to see again. You know, it's full of surprises. And that's why I love this city. Obviously, if you know me, you know how obsessed I am with the Tatcha water cream. That's what I just put on my face. If you're just listening, tap into my YouTube channel. I'm really trying to get it to 20K, so definitely subscribe. And then I'm also going to put on this Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair. I know this is supposed to be like for nighttime. I don't really give a shit. I saw this girl on TikTok say she like swears by this as your base under your makeup. So I was like, period. Anyway, in today's episode, we are going to talk about the power of the word no and how to fall in love with the word no. No has a bad rep. She really is not a bad word. A lot of people, especially in our Gen Z world, struggle with utilizing it the way we should. And we can be using it to our advantage, you know? Also, I'm just gonna put on some of this Rode Peptide while I do the rest of my glam so that my lips don't get crusty. Isn't that the worst? By the way, also, if you are watching on YouTube, I did in fact drop my camera probably like 20 minutes before this and I ruined the lens and I had to buy a brand new lens, which was so expensive for no reason because my camera randomly fell when it was on the tripod. Like, don't even get me started. I'm so mad about it. I tried to fix it. I spent like, I don't know, 30 minutes trying to fix it. It's broken. So I am filming this on the Google Pixie, aka my Pixel. I don't know. I feel like the quality is kind of eating. I mean, the Google Pixel camera is like everything. Let me know in the comments. Like, are we vibing with it? Obviously, I know like your preference probably would be a camera, but like, this is really good for a phone. Okay, so the reason I have felt called to podcast on this subject is because I feel like lately I have been operating on a very high vibration. I feel like my stars have just been aligning for me in the right way. I was talking to my friend Iman when we were on our hot girl walk, you know, a couple of days ago, and I was like explaining how things are going. She's like, how are you? Like, what's going on? Like, are you feeling better than the last time, you know, we got a walk? I was explaining to her, I was like, yes, like things just happened. As soon as I moved in, the puzzle pieces just started fitting seamlessly. And I felt like life was just like operating in my favor. And she was like, oh my gosh, I love when life just lifes for you. You know what I mean? Like when things are just happening for you and like you don't have to overthink and like it's just working out in your favor. And like, that's the best wave to be on. And like, the thing is like, I'm fully aware that it is a wave. And like, you know, we're of course going to have bad days, AKA me today when my freaking camera worked like or broke out of nowhere. You know, life is really hard. That kind of goes without saying. And I do truly believe that, you know, things happen for you, not to you. Even if it's something you don't want to hear at the time, I think that life or God or whatever you believe in is looking out for your best future self. He might be shutting doors for you that you thought would be great for you at the time. And then later down the road, you're like, thank God that didn't happen. Thank God I got that no. And it really sucks when like you're really excited about a job opportunity or, you know, you think you have this project that you're looking forward to in the bag or you think that this Hinge date is going to be the one. I feel like that happens all the time in life. You know, you think that A, B, and C is going to happen. And instead D, E, F happens. And I think sometimes in life when we are told no, it can be very discouraging. I'm here to tell you that a no is actually so encouraging sometimes. Today, I was told no about something that I was really excited about. I was proud of myself because I was bummed, but I didn't let it rock my world. Like, I was bummed. I vented to my friends. I'm probably going to vent, you know, tonight, but I also think in a week or so, I'm going to be grooving and moving on. And I'm actually thankful for this no, because had I not been told no today and like later down the road, I would have wasted a lot of time like marinating on this and getting excited about this and like putting my time and energy towards something that just like wasn't going to happen. And anytime I'm told no now, I'm like, thank God I'm being told this now versus down the road. And I think about that all the time with like people I'm dating. Like, I would rather them straight up just be like, no, I wasn't feeling this, like after the first date, versus like stringing me along. Even the interview process, like I have so many friends that are interviewing right now, and it's such a pain in the ass getting a job, and the job market is so bad, and they'll like get to the final interview of something and they've been like so excited because they think they're the one. They're on their second, third, fourth, fifth interview, and now they've spent, you know, a month thinking that this is going to happen, and then they're told no like later down the road when they could have just been told no in the beginning. That would have been more of a blessing, you know? So I'll give you a little insight to what was going on today with me, because I don't know about you guys, but I feel like when people share their own personal stories, it like hits different for me. I have been working, thinking about, and marinating on a secret project, which is ultimately a type of show that I wanted to start with someone for a while now. And I've been trying to find the right person to do it with. I've gone through several different phases of like different types of people. I've kind of like marinated about, imagined how it would go with them. You know, I've even like met with them in real life to see if it would be a good fit, yada, yada. And this particular project, like I'm not in a rush. So I really took my time with like trying to find a good fit. And basically someone suggested a certain type of person. Sorry, I'm being so vague, but like someone suggested someone and I wasn't really crazy about it to begin with. And then after time went on and I kept thinking about it, this person kept getting brought up and like brought to my attention. And I also happened to be around them more. So I got to understand them more and I really began to like this person. And I was like, whoa, I actually think like this would be a good fit. You know, when someone suggests someone to date and you're like, no, like I'm not into them. And then like over time, you're like, wait, like they're kind of funny. And like, wait, like that was kind of hot. Or like, wait, they have swag. I'm like the CEO of that. Like it takes me a while to like someone. Long story short, I was like in cahoots with this person, being around them a lot more. And like every time I was with them, I'd be like, oh my God, I really like them for this project. Like, I feel like this is going to be a good fit. And so like basically a year goes by and, you know, no one had been beating this person in my head in the race. You know, no one at this point in my life was like going to beat them. So I was like, all right, let me like plant the seed. So I planted the seed because like when I have an idea, I'm the type of person that typically likes to take action on it, especially with work and business. Like I'm going to define the relationship. Like I am going to make us boyfriend and girlfriend. I am going to make this shit happen and take it seriously and get my team involved. When I'm planting a seed, I'm trying to get like a feel for things. And then if you kind of give me the green light, then I'm going to make shit happen. When I initially planted the seed, you know, I wasn't in a rush and I just kind of wanted to see if they would even be interested. So I planted the seed a while ago. It went well. You know, we kind of forgot about it. I was busy. They were busy. We finally spoke about it again and, you know, really got the ball rolling. And then I like felt like I officially got the green light. So then I finally told my team about it and then got them on board. And now we're brainstorming together. And basically everything was going swell and, you know, going upwards in the right direction. And then today I got a text that was like, I love you. I want you in my life. I want to be friends with you. But like, I don't think this is going to work out because I don't have the time for it right now. Honestly, it was a really well-written text. I really appreciated it. So I got the text and of course I was bummed. Like that sucks. But I was so proud of myself and like the work that I guess I had done on myself, because I feel like a while ago, this would have really like kind of threw me for a loop, but it truly didn't today. I literally was like, don't worry. I totally understand. Thank you so much for telling me no. So I so respected and appreciated this person being like, you know, I don't want to move forward with this. Like it's not a good time. And you know what? They even said they were like, maybe another time. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe another time too. Maybe I'll find someone else to move forward with. Maybe this won't happen at all. But do you know the amount of projects, books, movies, things that just never get made because of a plethora of reasons? And like, that's okay. I'm proud of myself for trying. I'm proud of myself for putting myself out there. I'm proud of myself for, you know, making shit happen. And I'm proud of myself for even being told no, because now I can close that door. The more you're told no, the more you'll ultimately find your yes. Being told no is a part of the process. It's a part of life. I would even go as far to say the most successful people in the world are told no the most. I would much rather try and be told no than not try at all. Because people that don't try at all, respectfully, are just a wuss. Those aren't the movers and shakers of the world. Those are the people that like to be told what to do. And I get it. Being told what to do is easy. You know what I mean? Like making shit happen and starting a new project from the ground up, starting a new business from the ground up, isn't easy. Like otherwise everyone in the world would be doing it. And not to mention all of the experience I got from this process and like the things that I have learned when it comes to working with someone else and trying to start a new show and like what you have to do and what it's going to take and like the feelings you're supposed to feel when it's like on the right track. I feel like I learned so much just from this little experience. I can't imagine bigger experiences that I'm going to have down the road when I put it all out there and try and get told no. Like I'm proud of myself because I tried. And even though I was told no, I learned a lot. And now I'm not thinking about that project. I'm like, okay, I'm closing the door. Now I have time and brain space for something else to come in. And I'm really excited for that. Something I have to mention is that I would much rather be told no than be wondering what if, or like be up in the air about, you know, if this is going to get made, if this is going to move forward, if this is going to happen. I hate wondering, is it going to happen? Fucking tell me no. I can handle it. And you know what? I respect the hell out of people that tell me no, because it's certainly not easy. And I think just as much as it hurts to be told no sometimes, it's sometimes even scarier or like, you know, hurts more when you're the person telling them no, because you don't want to hurt their feelings and you don't want them to react like in a certain way. And that's another reason why I'm like, I'm proud of the way that, you know, I reacted to being told no, is because I think that shows maturity. You see the bigger picture. You're like, I don't want to move forward with someone who's not 110% in it as much as I am. Even when I think of plans, like, please, by all means, if we're making a plan and you're not sure about it, just say no, or just say, I probably can't. And then if you can, that's amazing. Normalize also saying no and not having to explain yourself, specifically with birthdays and little things like that. It's okay to be like, no, I can't make it. Love you though. Now, don't get this confused with showing up for people, because that does matter. And it isn't important to show up for your friends and family and people in your life and ultimately say yes to them. But I think if you struggle saying no to things, it's a fabulous word to add to your vocabulary. It really is. You know what I said yes to today? Powder. I'm putting on a bunch of powder if you're an audio listener. Love you so much. I'm going in on my brows right now currently. Benefit 24-hour brow setter. Trust me, you gotta try it. I did a bunch of research on the word no. And what I have come to realize, or you know, what I've come to conclude, is that no really means these five different things. No equals self-care, redirection, confidence, a yes to yourself, and lastly, but not least, motivation. I'll say it again. No equals self-care, redirection, confidence, a yes to yourself, and motivation. I'm literally horny. Like those words really get me going. Hell yeah. No. I love that no means all of those things. And if you're not on board with me yet, I'll explain each one. Don't worry. Hold on. Let me wipe this powder off my face. So saying no is self-care, because saying no is setting a boundary. Okay. Boundaries are self-care. Setting a boundary so that people don't enter your orbit that suck energy out of you is self-care. That is putting yourself first and understanding you need to build a boundary, because crazy people like to enter all the time and they like to stir shit up. Saying no is protecting your peace. Saying no is putting your mental health first. Now, do I think people sometimes need to say yes? Yes. I think like specifically our Gen Z generation is sometimes a little bit too comfortable with like, you know, not showing up for people, putting themselves first. Like, I think that is a trend in like a Gen Z thing that we've like taken a little too far, like the self-care, self-love, yada, yada. When it's like, no, get your ass out there and show up for your friends or show up for so-and-so or show up for your job. Like, just because you don't feel good that day doesn't mean you need to take a mental health day. Like, that's a whole other podcast. But I do think if you are a yes man and, you know, you operate on a high vibration and your aura is 1,000 and, you know, you are a bundle of joy and you light up a room, I think a lot of people are smart and they see that and they want a piece of that. And sometimes people have malintent and saying no is important because it's putting up a boundary and it's setting your standard. And it's just like talking to the hand for a sec. We as humans only have so much energy to give. And like, I am going to give the most of that energy to myself. But when I have extra energy to give, I want it to go to people that deserve it and like deserve my energy and, you know, are important to me and have played a pivotal role in my life. And, you know, there are some times where it's like, don't get me wrong, I'm all for helping others, helping strangers, you know, giving your energy, serving others. I think that's very important. But like, there are energy suckers out there that want you to lose. And in that case, no is your word to use with them. Okay, moving right along. No equals confidence. And you're probably like, girl, what? Like, wait, what? No, bitches that say no are confident bitches, okay? I think you have to be a really strong and confident person to say no. Sometimes saying no is really hard. And the easy thing to do is say yes and like go with the flow and just like do what someone else wants you to do. Sometimes saying no can hurt someone's feelings or like be a bummer. You really have to have balls and confidence to say no, especially if you know it's going to hurt someone. It all depends on the situation. I would hope that you are taking what I'm saying and applying it to the situations you should be saying no to. Like, if you're feeling uncomfortable about a certain situation, like obviously say no. You know, if a guy really likes you and is taking you on several dates and then you're just like not interested, like it's probably in your and his best interest to say no. Like, you would want a guy to tell you if they didn't like you early on before you get way too invested and like have told your mom about him and like done all the things and visualized your future baby names. Like, just tell me no, bro. Why are you stringing me along? Side note, I just like can't believe that I'm an eyeliner girly these days. Like, the fact that I just put it on so easily and just like kind of have my routine. And like, I used to watch people put on eyeliner and be like, girl, what the fuck? Like, how are you doing that so easily? And now it's like, I'm her. I'm doing one of those. I'm one of those girls. I mean, I'm not doing anything revolutionary, but we're still using it. Also, I'm quite the people pleaser. Like, I want to please people. I want to impress people. I want to surprise them. I want them to be happy with what I'm bringing to the table and what I'm going to say. And like, sometimes, you know, if someone brings you something they're excited about or are looking forward to, and like, you just know it's not a good fit, like sometimes you're the buzzkill. Like, you're going to have to say no. And like, in the long run, trust me, it's good to do that. But like, that takes a confident bitch to like be decisive and know that you have to tell them no. Like, sometimes it's really hard. And I will say, like, the more that you do it and the more experience that you have and comfortability you have with saying no, like, it'll just get easier over time. And you will know in your gut, like, if something is a fuck yes or a fuck no. Like, I literally live by those rules. Like, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. And you're really doing whoever else you're affecting in your life a favor by telling them no sometimes. So yeah, I mean, like, so far, are you guys picking up what I'm putting down? Like, no equals self-care, no equals confidence. I honestly, one of my favorite people in the world is Victoria Garrick and Alicia. They're both so fucking good at saying no. And sometimes I'm like, would you guys just fucking say yes for once? Like, truly. And even Katie Austin. And you know what is the common denominator amongst all of them is they're all boss ass bitches. And I think it's because they are confident in saying no. The amount of times I've like invited them to something and they just like straight up have been like, TK, I love you. But like, no. You know what? Respect. Like, thank you for telling me no. You're respecting someone else's time and energy by saying no. And like, them saying no to me is like, even though it's a bummer, they're respecting my time. And I think I'm even guilty of it sometimes by like overdoing it with the yeses. And then it's like, fuck, I can't show up. And then the day of, I have to cancel. And it's like, that's the worst type of person. And I hate when I'm that girl sometimes. But yeah, all of them are boss ass bitches and they're so good at saying no. And I think it's because they know where their priorities lie and they know what deserves their time. And they also respect the hell out of other people's time. And because they respect their own time, they're like, listen, I'm going to tell you straight up, it's a no, but would love to come to the next one. Period. Like, it's really not rocket science, even though it is hard, especially when you're a people pleaser. I'm a people pleaser and it's hard. I mean, is this not the cutest blush ever? It's from House Labs and it says juicy bitch engraved on it. I mean, like, that's just incredible. Anyway, the next thing that no also means is actually the opposite, which is yes. No equals yes. And what I mean by that is no is really a yes to yourself. Like, saying no is saying yes to yourself. Saying no is putting yourself first. And, you know, saying no to plans or like some wackadoodle birthday party or just like even the most random event, that means like you're choosing you and you're like, you're prioritizing your life first. And again, it goes back to the self-care. It goes back to the confidence. Like, no means putting up a boundary, choosing yourself and saying yes to you for once. And even though you want to please others in yourself and like be a people pleaser, why don't you please yourself for once in your life? You know what I mean? Your future self will thank you later. If you don't have the energy to run all over God's green acres to do something for someone else, or if you're just not all in it, say yes to yourself and say no to them. It's really simple. And the reason I'm breaking down all these different versions of no's is because I'm hoping that one of them will really hit for you. Maybe all of them will hit for you, but maybe like the self-care version and the confidence version, you know, aren't hitting. And now like saying yes to yourself is hitting. Personally, they all kind of hit for me in a different way, but maybe you needed to hear it in this version, you know? Okay, this is probably my favorite version of no. No equals redirection. And that's like honestly what happened to me today. When I was like so excited about this project and I was like, you know, it's the beginning of the year. I'm like, this is a perfect time. We could probably launch it by the beginning of summer. I'm getting my team involved, yada, yada. And then I was told no today and I was like, you know what? Hell yeah. I'm redirecting my energy, my time, my focus, my team on something else. And I know that this no and this door closing means that another one is going to fly the fork open and it's going to be so seamless. I think that's what's cool about like you being on the right track and like paying attention to what you should say yes and no to, because when you are closing the right doors, the most beautiful, huge doors end up flying the fork open and you didn't even know they existed. Like the more little doors that you're closing, the more big doors that can open. And I think being told no is like one of the best ways to fire up and move on with something else. Like redirect your mind. Like when you're broken up with, it's like, thank God we're not going back and forth between this like fighting, not fighting, on and off bullshit. It's like, we're broken up. Now I can redirect my energy to someone else or redirect my energy to myself. I think redirecting your game plan and your goals and your efforts is one of the best versions of no that you can do. I think when you're told no, you have the option of either being sad and mad and being sorry for yourself and like, you know, cutting this person out of your life and being dramatic and like, you know, having mental turmoil over it and like letting it control you. And it's like, or you can choose the option of being like, yeah, I'm bummed. I'm going to vent to my friend about it. I'm going to vent to my journal about it. And then I'm going to redirect my energy somewhere else. And it's like, now I don't have to spend time and energy thinking about something that was never even going to happen and clearly wasn't a good fit. And now I can redirect and focus on something else that deserves my attention. Like, how awesome. Now you're shutting the door so that other ones can open. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Maybe another opportunity is knocking at my door on Monday. You know what I mean? Like, I have no idea, but like, had I put all this time and effort towards something that was ultimately going to be a no, like what if I would have said no to other things? Cause I was like, nah, I'm working on this project and it was going to be one big fat no. Thank God. Now I know I have the time and energy and resources to pursue something else. I also recently was in a limbo with this guy and we were back and forth for forever. There is something fun about like being young and like kind of back and forth with a guy and not knowing what's going to happen and like not fully committing. Like, trust me, I get it. Like, I've had my fair share of toxic men in my life. Like, we've all been there. It's like fun to like hook up and like, you know, not define the relationship and like have a roster. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I get it. But there was one particular guy that was taking up way too much real estate in my head. Like, to the point where like this man was pretty much Rick Caruso in my head. And if you don't know who Rick Caruso is, he's like the guy in LA that owns the Grove, the Americana. Like, these are huge like shopping centers and just like landmarks in LA that like everyone knows. So it's like this man that like I had a crush on was like literally Rick Caruso in my head. Like, he owned the Americana, the whole damn Glendale Galleria, the Pacific Palisades Village. He was taking up prime real estate spots in my head. And it was just getting to the point where like I literally had to tell myself no with him, because like he wouldn't tell me no. I was just like on this back and forth teeter totter. There would be high highs and then there would be low lows. And I was just like so sick and tired of it. And he was like seriously having so much real estate in my head. Like, I feel like everything that I did in life was starting to revolve around him. Like, not only did it come down to like my weekend plans and like what I was doing after work and like all of those things, but it also like I started thinking about him when I was like making a meal or like what type of content I would put out or just like literally the most tiny things. I had to be the one to be like, all right, no, we're not going down that line anymore. He is wasting way too much time and just like mental space in your head that like it's hard for me to move forward and like girl boss when I'm thinking about him. So like I had to tell myself no. I wish he would have told me no, because then it would show to me that he has confidence, self-respect, respects my time, and is confident enough in moving forward with his life without having my attention. Like, him stringing me along and like being on this toxic back and forth relationship says so much about him that he's okay with doing that, because I'm not. I was okay for a while. And like, I can do the back and forth, not dating, but like, you know, having fun situation. But then it got to a point where he was taking up way, way, way too much real estate in my head, where I like couldn't get him the fuck out. Like, I was like, I gotta say no to this guy. And being zoomed out now, and like now that I'm out of that, it really shows me that like he clearly disrespects me and he disrespects my time, and I don't fuck with that at all. Okay, the last version of no that I love, it's probably like my second favorite version of no, and that is no equals motivation. And I think it's so true. Like, yes, bitch, tell me fucking no, because that's gonna motivate the living fork out of me. You know, tell me I can't do it. Tell me I can't reach my goals. Tell me that I'm not good enough, because ooh, does that light a fire under my ass? I mean, we all know the iconic Kris Jenner quote where she's like, if someone tells you no, you're asking the wrong person, which I do agree. Like, if someone tells me no when they don't want to do a project with me, then they're not the right person. I'm going to go somewhere else and get someone else that is down. If a man tells me no, you best believe I'm going to find someone that'll say yes. Even today, I was like, you know what? This person one day is going to deeply regret their decision by not wanting to pursue this thing with me. And I know it's not a good fit, and it's not even like a, you know, mean out of spite type of thing at all. It's just motivating. It's like, all right, watch me type of thing. And I think it's important to like have that type of energy when someone tells you no, like instead of being bummed and, you know, sad for yourself and like rotting and spiraling, like use this as motivation, use this as redirection, use this as a time to be confident and do whatever the fork is best for you. Like they say, haters are your motivators for a reason. I don't know, when I'm told I can't do something, that gets me fired up. Do you know how many people have told me no about my career? Like, do you know how many people have been like, I don't think you can do that. I don't think that's a real job, or I don't think you can do that for a living, or how are you going to find a guy out there that's like has good morals and is like with it and like can take care of you in LA? Like, I'm like, bitch, watch me make this my career. Watch me be in front of the camera and behind the camera. Watch me work with my dream brands. If I would have listened to all the people in my life that had told me no, including my parents sometimes, they were definitely weary when I like first accepted my job with Alicia. They were like, what is a YouTuber? Who is this girl? Like, what is happening? I don't know about this. Like, it definitely wasn't a fuck yes from them. It was for me, but it wasn't a fuck yes for them. And like, thank God I trusted my gut and was like, listen, I'm tuning out the haters, my parents. No, I'm kidding. They were always supportive. But like, I think a lot of people have like, you know, parents and family members and boyfriends and important people in their life that will give them their opinion and like tell them no. You know what's best for you. If someone tells you no, use it as motivation to prove them wrong. I, in fact, love it when I tell someone no and they prove me wrong. I think that's awesome. And if they don't get it, like, they can step aside in your life. They don't have to be like completely cut out, but like, they can step aside for that portion or version or, you know, era of your life. And then they can come back in once you've proved them wrong. Like, do you think the most successful people in the world listen when like outside people are like, no, I don't think that's a good idea? The amount of people that have told me no and have lit a fire under my ass because they told me no. Oh, it gets me going. It gets me going. And saying no leads to so many wins. Even when I'm told no, when I tell people no, the amount of times that that leads to a future win, it's just such a powerful word. And I want you guys to fall in love with it, because today I fell in love with it. Like, I already liked saying no, but now I feel like I have a new love for it. I want to be way better at respecting people's time and telling them no when it's not a good fit, or I don't want to go, or I just simply don't have the mental capacity to do that and take that on. I truly think saying no is just as important as saying yes. And it's up to you to decide when you feel is the right time to say each word. I feel like yes gets so much good press and no does not get enough good press, or just press in general. I felt like she deserved an entire podcast episode, if I'm being honest. Like, I really do. Oh, I wanted to tell another story just before we sign off. And basically, I went on a date with this guy the other day, or like a couple weeks ago, and it went really well. And I like felt amazing after the date. I was like, that was probably one of the best dates I've been on. I felt like there was sexual chemistry. We had a really good vibe. He did everything correctly. It was really good energy. He was a little intense for me, but I was like, that was good, you know? And by the way, I do have to admit, like, the bar is on the floor because like LA men are so insufferable. Anyway, just like keep that in mind. A few weeks go by and he had sent me some texts that I was just like not on board with. Like, in my gut, I was like, all right, no, that was weird. That gave me the ick. You know, this is not my guy. Things can give you the ick, and it can like give you the ick, but it's like, okay, I should still go on the date because like they're a good guy. Everyone in the world has their quirks. And it's like, I know not everyone is perfect. In fact, I love when people embrace their imperfections, but like this guy said something to me that I was just like, that didn't sit right with me. Anyway, so I go to this girl's dinner. They're like asking about my dating life. And like, I'm the girl that in this group in particular, because they're like basically all married, that like really brings the tea when it comes to dating. So I'm like, yeah, I went on this date, yada, yada. It went really well. And then, you know, we were texting and then he said like a few weird things and it like really gave me the ick. And like, I haven't responded because I'm just like not interested. And I feel like I can't get myself to like not think about that anymore. I'm just like, I'm checked out. You know, when it's just like, all right, that text to me was a no. I'm like, I'm telling him no now. He had said something like just like really wackadoodle to me. Like, anyone in their right mind, I think, would be like, do not send that type of text after a first date. Like, it's just like quite ridiculous. I'll share the text like later on. I just fear like if he listens to this, he's gonna know. And like, I have been on a few dates and I don't need him knowing. Anyway, so I tell my friends, I'm like, okay, like the date went well, but he said this shit. And like, now I'm not interested because like, what the hell is this? Yada, yada. And all my fucking married friends, or like friends in serious relationships, they're all like, TK, like, you know, don't let this guy give you the ick. Like, you should give him another chance, yada, yada. And I do think there's a time and place for that. So then I reverse it. I'm like, girls, fuck no, this is pissing me off. Just because the bar is on the floor doesn't mean I can't have boundaries and I can't say no, I don't like someone. Like, just because someone likes me doesn't mean I have to like them back. It was like pissing me off that they were justifying his weird behavior. Like, I'm sorry, it was inappropriate for him to send this text. It's weird. We had only been on one date, and like, you justifying his weird ass text is ridiculous. And I feel like we do that a lot as women, and it pisses me off because like, we need to not be justifying men's weird ass behavior. Because by the way, a man would never justify a woman's weird ass behavior. He'd be like, I'm out. And his bros would probably be like, yeah, she's out. They wouldn't be like, well, you know, like blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I say that to him. I go, riddle me this. If I had this text written out to send to him after a first date and I sent it in our group chat and I was like, hey guys, he just said this. Should I say this now? You guys would 100% without a doubt be like, fuck no, do not send this. This is going to ruin any chance or any future you have with this guy. That is way too much. That's way too aggressive, way too sexual. Like, absolutely not. It was like mic drop. They all dropped their jaws. They were like, wait, that's low key so true. Like, You're so right. I would never tell you to send that text. I would never say that's a good idea. And I'm like, exactly. And what I learned from that is like, if you are confident in your no and people are telling you otherwise, stand your ground. You know what I mean? Like, people don't have to agree with you. You know in your gut that it's a no. Stand your ground. And there's such a double standard when it comes to dating, especially with like giving guys chances. It pisses me the fuck off. I feel like so many women are like, but he's nice, or like, but he has money, or like, but he's tall, or but he likes you. And you know, he did everything else right. I'm like, are you kidding me? I did everything right. I wasn't the one that sent a wackadoodle text that, you know, gave him the ick and was, by the way, inappropriate. It's so easy to be normal and appropriate. And it pissed me off. And I feel like I really read them to filth by just like reversing the roles and standing by my no. So that's another thing that I want to include in this pod is like, stand your ground, check in with your gut. You know, if it's a no. And like I always say, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. I'll see you guys next week. Be sure to make someone's day this week. I love you guys. And please follow me on Instagram. My stories be popping. It's at TK's Juicy Polls. Follow me on TikTok at TK's Juicy Polls. I post on TikTok literally like 3 times a day. I post on Instagram every day on my stories. I post like literally 5 to 20 frames every day. Like, please follow me, tap in, DM me, tell me if you listened to the episode, tell me if you liked this episode, tell me if you didn't like it. I want to hear. And subscribe to my vlog channel. It means the world. I'm really trying to get to 130K on YouTube. So please, please, please subscribe, do all the things, and make someone's day this week. I love you guys. Everything's in the description. We'll talk soon.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.